Lehrabschlussprüfungen für Kauffrau, Kaufmann. E-Profil 2011. Englisch, Hörverstehen. Serie 1. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the tasks. Now listen. 1. A message on a company answer phone.
Hi, this is Sarah Turner from Engine Technologies International. I'd like to inform you about some changes concerning Robin Gibbons' visit to your company. He'll be arriving on Tuesday at 18:15 instead of Thursday morning at 8:20. His flight number has changed. It's now AA3570. So he'll also need accommodation 2 nights earlier, from August the 20th rather than the 22nd. Could you kindly change the booking accordingly and arrange for someone to pick him up at the airport? Please confirm by email to savo@eti.com. That's savo@eti.com. Thank you.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hi, this is Sarah Turner from Engine Technologies International. I'd like to inform you about some changes concerning Robin Gibbons' visit to your company. He'll be arriving on Tuesday at 18:15 instead of Thursday morning at 8:20. His flight number has changed. It's now AA3570. So he'll also need accommodation 2 nights earlier, from August the 20th rather than the 22nd. Could you kindly change the booking accordingly and arrange for someone to pick him up at the airport? Please confirm by email to savo@eti.com. That's savo@eti.com. Thank you.
Now go on to part two. Two. Directions on a company helpline.
Hello and welcome to Progressive Insurance. If you need information about car or motorcycle insurance, press 21. Boat owners, press 31. Homeowners or tenants, press 41. If you're interested in life insurance, press 51. For health insurance, press 52. If you have a question about your policy or want to talk to an agent, enter your policy number. For any other information, press 1.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hello and welcome to Progressive Insurance. If you need information about car or motorcycle insurance, press 21. Boat owners, press 31. Homeowners or tenants, press 41. If you're interested in life insurance, press 51. For health insurance, press 52. If you have a question about your policy or want to talk to an agent, enter your policy number. For any other information, press 1.
This is the end of task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B. You will now listen to an interview on the subject of geothermal energy. For each question, mark the best answer, A, B or C. Tick one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready?
Good morning, Mr. Ferguson. Thank you for coming in to give us the latest news on big business going green.
Well, good morning, Mrs. Hansen. It's a pleasure to be here.
What do you know about the concept of smarter heat?
Well, great big stores cause a lot of pollution heating their huge buildings with traditional energy sources, which also costs them a lot of money. For these economic and environmental reasons, more and more of these big stores are trying to find innovative ideas so they can change to renewable energy sources for heating in winter. And that is smarter heat.
Have these huge chain stores made any progress in that endeavor?
There is Walmart, for example, which has put up windmills in their car parks for electricity. The U.S. chain Target has plants on its roofs to harvest the rainwater for its air conditioners in the summer. Plus, the earth and water keep the roof cooler to begin with. It's like insulation, so the store doesn't get nearly as hot as before. Thirdly, there is the famous Swedish chain of IKEA stores that have started putting in geothermal pumps.
Oh, that's the real buzzword in energy circles today. Can you explain it to us at an elementary level so even I understand how it works?
It's not that difficult, really. Geo means it has to do with the earth. It uses the energy out of the ground. Even though temperatures in Europe and North America can be extremely hot in summer and desperately cold in winter, the temperatures at about 150 meters below the surface stay quite stable at around 2 to 24 degrees Celsius. Holes are drilled down to these depths to get to them.
How do we get these temperatures to heat or cool our buildings?
It works on the same idea as a fridge. There's a fluid that circulates in the pipes. In the winter, this fluid at ground level is cold, so down deep the temperatures make it warmer. The warm fluid then runs through the system and heats our buildings. In the summer, it's the opposite. The fluid at the ground level is hot from the sun, so down deep it gets cooled off. When it comes up, cool, and runs through the system, it cools off our rooms.
Are there any other positive side effects?
Oh, yes. Some of the energy gets used to heat the water we need.
But what about the main goals, economy and environment?
For our environment, statistics show that a system like this reduces the use of non-renewable energy sources and lowers the pollution by around 72%.
Wow! What about my wallet?
In the long run, it's also the best for the economy. Even though these systems are still quite expensive to install, say about $7,500 in the U.S. or about 30,000 Swiss francs in Switzerland, afterwards, they are very cheap to run. So after about 3 years, the investment has already been paid off.
Can anyone do this?
Yes, but only if the ground you live on can be drilled into to that depth. Fortunately, it isn't just for new building projects. These systems and pumps can be installed under any existing house or building, in lawns or under driveways.
Thank you, Mr. Ferguson. This has been very interesting.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Good morning, Mr. Ferguson. Thank you for coming in to give us the latest news on big business going green.
Well, good morning, Mrs. Hansen. It's a pleasure to be here.
What do you know about the concept of smarter heat?
Well, great big stores cause a lot of pollution heating their huge buildings with traditional energy sources, which also cost them a lot of money. For these economic and environmental reasons, more and more of these big stores are trying to find innovative ideas so they can change to renewable energy sources for heating in winter. And that is smarter heat.
Have these huge chain stores made any progress in that endeavor?
There is Walmart, for example, which has put up windmills in their car parks for electricity. The U.S. chain Target has plants on its roofs to harvest the rainwater for its air conditioners in the summer. Plus, the earth and water keep the roof cooler to begin with. It's like insulation, so the store doesn't get nearly as hot as before. Thirdly, there is the famous Swedish chain of IKEA stores that have started putting in geothermal pumps.
Oh, that's the real buzzword in energy circles today. Can you explain it to us at an elementary level so even I understand how it works?
It's not that difficult, really. Geo means it has to do with the earth. It uses the energy out of the ground. Even though temperatures in Europe and North America can be extremely hot in summer and desperately cold in winter, the temperatures at about 150 meters below the surface stay quite stable at around 2 to 24 degrees Celsius. Holes are drilled down to these depths to get to them.
How do we get these temperatures to heat or cool our buildings?
It works on the same idea as a fridge. There's a fluid that circulates in the pipes. In the winter, this fluid at ground level is cold, so down deep the temperatures make it warmer. The warm fluid then runs through the system and heats our buildings. In the summer, it's the opposite. The fluid at the ground level is hot from the sun, so down deep it gets cooled off. When it comes up, cool, and runs through the system, it cools off our rooms.
Are there any other positive side effects?
Oh yes, some of the energy gets used to heat the water we need.
But what about the main goals, economy and environment?
For our environment, statistics show that a system like this reduces the use of non-renewable energy sources and lowers the pollution by around 72%.
Wow! What about my wallet?
In the long run, it's also the best for the economy. Even though these systems are still quite expensive to install, say about $7,500 in the U.S. or about 30,000 Swiss francs in Switzerland, afterwards, they are very cheap to run. So after about 3 years, the investment has already been paid off.
Can anyone do this?
Yes, but only if the ground you live on can be drilled into to that depth. Fortunately, it isn't just for new building projects. These systems and pumps can be installed under any existing house or building, in lawns or under driveways.
Thank you, Mr. Ferguson. This has been very interesting.
This is the end of Task B. Task C will begin in about 20 seconds. Task C. Planning a meeting. Listen and answer the questions. Please use keywords. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. And here we go.
Hello, Sam. Okay, what have you received on reports for our meeting tomorrow? To begin with, we'll approve the minutes of our last meeting. I hope everyone has read them by then. Have you heard? Is everyone going to make it to the meeting tomorrow?
All the members of the group have confirmed their attendance and given me their topics. I'll present the first item on the agenda, which is an update from the production department. It will mention that, as we decided at the last meeting, we have discontinued the production of the two products with the lowest turnover. Then I'll inform everyone that next week we will start making the four new biscuit recipes that were selected by the board. They were developed by our kitchens with the spices for autumn, like nutmeg, cinnamon, ginger and cloves. Since pumpkin has become so popular, we even have one with pumpkin and raisins in it. Have you tried them?
Yes, they're very tasty. We've always had a decrease in sales in autumn, and I really hope these biscuits will speed up that market and complement our other products that sell so well in the other seasons. Okay, what's next?
We could have George's report from the marketing department. They're going to tell us what's planned for the advertising scheme and so on for the new biscuits. In their outline, they say that they'll be launching them in the stores and have them on the shelves by the 1st of September. The TV and print media campaigns will all start then too.
That's good, because it isn't worth starting any earlier. Everyone is still on holiday or enjoying summer. Anything else?
The first 2 weeks in October, they're planning on giving out samples in about 200 different supermarkets around Switzerland.
Okay, good. Sounds like everything is going as planned then. Have you heard from Carolyn? What's the latest from finance?
Well, the final report is in for 2010, and she's shown me some very impressive figures. Great, actually, considering the world economy was so bad last year. Did you know we had a turnover of 42.4 million Swiss francs with a high profit rate? She'll be showing us a chart that compares the last few years. The profit rate at this time last year is only 2% lower than 2009, so we're looking at a very slight decrease. On the other hand, there is a problem right now with the company's pension scheme. At the time of the last evaluation 3 years ago, we were covering 95% of the cost. Now the scheme is only able to pay for 72% of the necessary funds. Of course, we aren't the only company that this is happening to. It's due to the low returns on investments. She says that finance has therefore started increasing the amount of money going into it and hopes to be back up at 93 to 97% coverage within 12 years.
Okay, Sam. Then we seem to have everything ready. Right. Oh, and we can't forget to announce the next meeting in a month. So, see you tomorrow at 10.
You're going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Hello, Sam. Okay, what have you received on reports for our meeting tomorrow? To begin with, we'll approve the minutes of our last meeting. I hope everyone has read them by then. Have you heard? Is everyone going to make it to the meeting tomorrow?
All the members of the group have confirmed their attendance and given me their topics. I'll present the first item on the agenda, which is an update from the production department. It will mention that, as we decided at the last meeting, we have discontinued the production of the two products with the lowest turnover. Then I'll inform everyone that next week we will start making the four new biscuit recipes that were selected by the board. They were developed by our kitchens with the spices for autumn, like nutmeg, cinnamon, ginger and cloves. Since pumpkin has become so popular, we even have one with pumpkin and raisins in it. Have you tried them?
Yes, they're very tasty. We've always had a decrease in sales in autumn, and I really hope these biscuits will speed up that market and complement our other products that sell so well in the other seasons. Okay, what's next?
We could have George's report from the marketing department. They're going to tell us what's planned for the advertising scheme and so on for the new biscuits. In their outline, they say that they'll be launching them in the stores and have them on the shelves by the 1st of September. The TV and print media campaigns will all start then too.
That's good, because it isn't worth starting any earlier. Everyone is still on holiday or enjoying summer. Anything else?
The first 2 weeks in October, they're planning on giving out samples in about 200 different supermarkets around Switzerland.
Okay, good. Sounds like everything is going as planned then. Have you heard from Carolyn? What's the latest from finance?
Well, the final report is in for 2010, and she's shown me some very impressive figures. Great, actually, considering the world economy was so bad last year. Did you know we had a turnover of 42.4 million Swiss francs with a high profit rate? She'll be showing us a chart that compares the last few years. The profit rate at this time last year is only 2% lower than 2009, so we're looking at a very slight decrease. On the other hand, there is a problem right now with the company's pension scheme. At the time of the last evaluation 3 years ago, we were covering 95% of the cost. Now the scheme is only able to pay for 72% of the necessary funds. Of course, we aren't the only company that this is happening to. It's due to the low returns on investments. She says that finance has therefore started increasing the amount of money going into it and hopes to be back up at 93 to 97% coverage within 12 years.
Okay, Sam. Then we seem to have everything ready. Right. Oh, and we can't forget to announce the next meeting in a month. So, see you tomorrow at 10.
This is the end of Task C. You now have time to complete your answers. This is the end of your English listening comprehension exam. Please stop writing and hand in your paper.